That was on P Highway.
Yes, P Highway. We gave the realtor was the representative of the owner, and we okayed. We gave him approval for it. Now I don't know whether the new owner, but she was going to sell it either as a permanent residence or a nightly rental. I mean, that's what she had it listed as. So, but we gave her permission as a nightly rental as the realtor, as the representative of the owner.
But I don't think you're still catching on. The part that I read this, and maybe I'm misreading it, that well, if I was an applicant and I just bought this house, I would just come before you guys and ask, would you guys approve? In one short meeting, I mean, it's up to you. It says planning commission approval. It doesn't say you have to apply for a special use permit. You don't have to go through the process.
They just
come before you, say, hey, I just bought this house. It just got approved for a special use permit. You can ask any questions you want. Would you transfer that to me? I'm asking for planning commission approval of that transfer.
But I still think it sounds to me like, now correct me if I'm wrong, but if you go through that route, you're getting away from the public hearing.
I agree.
Part of that, and we've got to go through the public hearing things on this stuff.
Yeah.
On most everything.
Yeah, the special use permits are a little bit different.
I understand that.
And you may decide that applicant needs to come through the public hearing. I
mean, well, it's like you said, Scott. You said, I'm going to buy it if I can nightly rental it. But if I can't nightly rental it, I'm not going to buy it.
Right, right.
So, you know, that.
Yeah.
That's one way of looking at it, too. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I just don't want to get back into a problem like we had years ago when we had realtors coming in here. And they was bringing property in before us to be zoned commercial for real estate purposes. Yeah. And that was on the books for a long time, and it caused nothing but problems. And I don't want to get back into a scenario. Yes, we need to do some tweaking on this nightly rental thing. It's a brand new problem. Well, not a brand new, but it is a relatively new problem, and it needs to be addressed and worked on. So
well, we can bring some ideas back to the Planning Commission and start working on maybe a solution, start looking at ideas to throw out.
I like George's idea, you know, that short of time, not 3 months.
That could even be handled in-house right there at the office.
Right.
If it's been through the commission and they understand what their requirements are and they jump through all those hoops with the fire department or sewer, whoever,
right,
it should be a push-button deal.
That's what I'm getting at. You know, if they come in and that's what they're wanting to do,
yeah,
give them a specific time limit. Doesn't have to be 30 minutes where they can come in and do that.
Right.
If a realtor wants to market something like that, they can come in and they can apply for it with the owner and they can get it approved. And if they're going to sell it to somebody out off in Zen, whenever they sell it to somebody in Zen, they can come back in. And like I said, if it's within
so many days, they can do it in-house.
Rick, you know, on our MLS, they've got that new button that says, has this been approved for nightly rental?
Right. And I don't know why that was okay to put in there.
Well, I mean, neither, because if you're approved and sitting right here and you decide tomorrow to sell, that house is not approved
for
nightly
rental. It's not approved.
It's not approved.
Yeah, that's what I avoid. Get away from all that
so
mix-up.
That's what I'm trying to avoid.
Yeah.
There's got to be a way to do that.
Yeah.
Well,
can I speak to this?
Yes.
I'm a realtor.
You just gonna say so right out loud, huh?
I'm gonna stick my neck in the noose here. The ideal that realtors would like to see is to have the permits attached to the property and not the people.
Never gonna happen.
Exactly.
Gonna happen.
That's what I'm hearing here because there's.
If I was a realtor, I'd want that too.
Mm-hmm. Because then we can advertise them. On our MLS as nightly rental, and we would know that the neighborhoods do already approve of nightly rental in that area.
You can get a permit without the neighborhood approving it.
So, and speaking to the button on that, we have a choice whether to hit that button or not. It's on there because we have an MLS that is pretty spread out, and it covers a lot of different counties with a lot of different specifics that we can put on it.
Yeah. Well, the thing to do then would be the owner of that company or the property to come in and get it approved for nightly rental, and then he could market it that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it, But we need me not agree to the next owner.
Right, exactly.
That's, there, there you have the problem.
It doesn't run with the property.
And until we have a way to police that, and if that second owner, even if the first owner, does not comply and do everything that's required of him, we have no way to pull the special use permit.
That's right. There's not,
so we just can't do a blanket deal without enforcement.
Are they, I've been speaking with Stone County, and they did not allow them to rent on that rental until they've met all the requirements to get that permit.
Yeah, anybody, I mean, I forget where I read it, but somebody, I think Bob had agreed to allow nightly rental to go on until you had your absolutely wrong. That, I mean, that's losing a handle. But we've got so many of these that we need to take control somehow.
Well, you just come up with a solution and I'll agree with you. Wait, look,
I'm waiting for suggestions.
I don't feel like we should be involved with real estate transactions. That's no. Not why we're here. So it should be the owner that comes in to applies for the permit. And what he does with it after that, that's fine, but that new owner still has to come in.
Well, if that's
well,
the case,
owner
that's
has to sign the application. The owner has to sign the application. You can have a representative, but the owner has to sign the application.
Yeah, but what you're saying is they cannot say that it is nightly rental, but that doesn't mean that it could be nightly rental next time.
True.
You could advertise currently as used as a nightly rental.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that agent is here trying to get one approved so they can market that property. We shouldn't be involved in that. The owner should just come in and say, I want to do a nightly rental.
Just like this last gentleman did.
Correct.
But he, no. Now,
well, he's
now, like
a house.
The lady.
Yeah.
Like the lady did,
well, the
lady, not the gentleman. The gentleman doesn't own that property yet. That's why
yeah,
I he's
buying it. Right. Yeah.
He's wanting to buy it.
Yeah, it was the lady that was doing it.
So there's the same hoop we have to jump through. I mean, we're seeing it more frequently.
Well, I don't want to do anything and jeopardize the public hearing process for the people.
Real critical.
I agree. Sheila, yeah. You have
that's
something?
True. Mm-hmm. Got it spread all over up there, and I'm comparing it with Stone County's because I was told by someone who comes here often, Eddie Wolf, how great they had no problems and you know everything. So anyway, I'm doing page for page hearing, got some things marked and stuff. But then I have talked to the town commissioner there, and yeah, they got some problems.
Yeah. There's always problems.
He said, oh, it works real smooth and everything, but and Scott knows this, I think we talked about it. But he said, there's just a couple, and guess what they are? CAFO and nightly rental. And, but he said, I said, well, what about that? They're not, that's why he said that. They're nightly rental. They make them, all the stipulations you gentlemen said, they have to meet those before they actually get that, before they can rent. And if they rent before then, he says that they file against them to the prosecutor's office, and he said, and we have to push him some, and we have to even push him. I'm just quoting the judge. But that's, and he, they got two or three sitting in court now, so we're testing to see. Of course, as you know, we've got the one to count for. But if you, what we're looking at that you gentlemen sent on was the zoning. If we were zoned, of course, the issue they also have, those that took place before, and that's what I just took a chewing out here, is even if that's adopted, that won't change what's already happened in Branson Creek.
Yes.
No.
But if we were zoned, and like what you're saying, then you would know whether this was a nightly rental and so forth, they sold it or what, or it's not, unless they come before you.
We were doomed in Branson Creek from the beginning, and I told them that before we ever voted on anything, because there had been too many things, and one group of people was told one thing, another group of people was told another thing. It was going through the 07, 08, sales were down, everybody was scrambling to make a living, the people that had built houses were scrambling to pay for them, and it don't matter what we do, Branson Creek is not going to be happy.
It was in-house, sold in-house.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
and they're threatening to sue us, and they ought to be talking to Branson Creek about some of the practices they had, but that's neither here nor there. That's what we've got to do is solve what we're dealing with now.
But speaking to the realtors who bring before you potential buyers for a property, that can make the difference on whether that person sells the property or they do not.
Oh, absolutely.
And that is the issue. That's where you get angry property owners who come in and say, hey, you know, they're stopping me from selling my property. Mm-hmm. And I know that in a lot of areas with people that I've talked with and some I've worked with on it, that they come in from other areas where they do have these things pre-approved and attached to properties. So when you get somebody that does this for a living, and that's what they do, they go out, they purchase these nightly rentals, they come in expecting same processes. And I just tell them, hey, we're Taney County, we're a little different.
Well, it's not necessarily Taney County, but I mean, we're in Missouri. Mm-hmm. When we buy a car, we buy a license tag for it. Mm-hmm. You go to Washington State, buy a car, you get a tag with it.
That's right.
I mean, it's done differently, and it works relatively well, different methods. Mm-hmm.
Homeowners will feel limited in their sales on that mm-hmm. side of them. I've seen them do that.
And another great problem out here is all the unlicensed nightly rentals that's mm-hmm. going on. And people get on the internet and they rent and they do that, and there's all this business going on there, which would be great for Taney County because it would increase the coffers of the county and put us on more solid footing if they were all paying, and it's not right. Some's paying and some's not paying.
Now I would ask you this question. Would home exchanges be on that same way, be handled that same way?
Hadn't thought about it.
A new owner would be required to get a new special use permit.
It wouldn't be a new owner. It would be somebody from California that contacts somebody who has a lakefront here in Taney County, and they swap properties for a vacation.
For a vacation?
I don't think we've addressed that situation. I know what you're referring to now.
Still, it's a special use permit for that. If that house is special use for nightly rental, it's a nightly rental. It doesn't make a difference.
No, most of those exchanges she's referring to are for 30 days. Or more.
If it's 30 days or more, then
then we have no say-so. That don't change a thing.
Okay.
And I don't, I'm the newest one out here, so I don't know if I'm out of turn or not, but if somebody's trading houses for a vacation, no money's changing hands, it's not a nightly rental.
That's right. It's an exchange.
Yeah, you can't always say that there's no money changing hands.
Sometimes it's less than 30 days, it's a nightly rental.
Yeah.
How are you going to police that? Make them tell you how much
they're
doing?
That's the biggest problem we've got with this commission is we can tell people what we want them to do, but we can't make them do it.
Yep. That's right. Thank you for allowing me to speak up on it.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your points. Because we've got people in here that want to come in, they want to have a nightly rental, and they've got to jump through all our hoops. And then we've got people out there that's been renting it for 10 years, and it doesn't matter that they're legal or not, they're doing it, and life is good. And if there's one thing that government's supposed to do, it's level the playing field. The one thing is make sure everybody sits down, and when a two of a kind beats, or three
That'd
of a kind
good.
Beats two pair, no matter who's at the table.
That'd be good. But another thing, what you're talking about, Rick, and we're talking about we've got to do something immediately and this and that, and I understand the urgency of the problem, but we may adopt a new zoning deal here, and all the work you do on this one is for naught.
Well, we'll still have that same problem. Doesn't make.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have a problem on the other, but some of the problems are already addressed on the other copy. I've read a little on them myself.
Well, the way that if we adopt this new program, the way the use of that property is right now, that's what it will be in the next one. So they'll still have to come back and change to be a nightly rental if it's in an area or if
they
it's
have
a.
To get a change of zoning, though.
Yeah, they'd be a change of zoning, though.
If it's zoned residential, and then if they want to go nightly rental, then they got to change the zoning.
But it's just that property. It's not the whole neighborhood.
That's right. It's just that one piece
of property. So we're still in the same boat.
Yeah.
It's not, and really the problem hasn't changed.
Well, I said, there's still going to continue to be problems, but my point, I guess, maybe I didn't make myself clear, but why change the one we got now if we think we're going to change to another more traditional type of zoning? Yeah. Let's put the work in on the other one instead of we don't know. We're in limbo on that.
The courts are coming in.